Hey, everybody. Welcome to the USF football show here on FL Teams. It's USF's bye week, but USF's still practicing, and USF was kind enough to allow me to sit down and talk with Sean Atkins, wide receiver who is on pace to shatter the USF single season receptions record. He already has 51 catches for 550 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he's impressive in the classroom as well as on the field. So without further ado, let's jump into me chatting with star wide receiver Sean Atkins. All right, everybody. We are very pleased to welcome Sean Atkins to our USF football show here on FL Teams. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent. Still happy about Saturday. So I get to ride that for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You guys are on a bye week this week. Obviously, people watching this can see you're wearing pads. So assuming you came for practice, you're not just wearing those for fun. What's the bye week like? I mean, it's well earned, your first bye week of the season.
Yeah, it's definitely a time to, you know, live in the training room, get your body back right, get all the guys that are banged up healthy, and then finish the rest of the season with these last 4 games.
Yeah. Now you've been at USF for a few years now. As I think a lot of us older USF alum watching the team, you know, go down by 11 points in the fourth quarter this past Saturday, just felt a pit in our stomach. It sure didn't seem like you guys on the field did. It seemed like you were composed and knew that you still had the game in hand.
Yeah. So yeah, this year we're, you know, living on that next play mentality. It's new team, new year, new coach. All of us are bought into it. Everybody's, you know, much more relaxed out on the field. And we believe in one another. We trust that the man next to us is going to go make the play. And just continuing to build that throughout this season and finishing off strong with, you know, that same mindset of going to finish it and doing it at our best ability.
Yeah, and it's been impressive. And what has it taken from Coach Golesh to really get everyone to buy in? I mean, obviously there's guys like you who have been there. There's a lot of new transfers. But really, the last 3 victories, you can point to a point in the game where you thought, oh, no, I've seen this before. This is not going to end well. But against Rice, against Navy, against UConn, you guys really did bounce back. But how hard do you think it was for Coach to really get the buy-in?
I'm sure it was really difficult, you know, because a lot of us have that same mindset as you were just talking about, that pit in your stomach. But honestly, just developing the player-coach relationship and player-to-player trust, he did a great job of you know, letting us come to him with any problem. You can go talk to him about anything and just knowing that he has your back, and then you go out on the field, you do everything to have his back. So that's kind of where it all came from, and then just believing in one another.
Awesome. Now you yourself on pace to set the USF receptions record for a single season this year. Obviously, you've had more opportunity this year, but what personal growth and development has really come into your game this year?
Just kind of taking, never letting the moment get too big for me. Just staying consistent to the same work habit that I had whenever I got here, you know, back in 2019. And, you know, just believing in myself, going out and executing, just doing whatever I can for the team to, you know, succeed. And then just doing the little extra stuff, a little extra film, just keeping the confidence throughout.
Yeah, and you did have kind of a breakout game at the end of last season, and I think that was Byron Brown's first start as well. I try to block out most of things prior to this year, but you did. How important was that kind of – you obviously had some chemistry with Brown, I would say, coming into the season.
Yeah, Byron's my guy. You know, that's – we like a little saying, we have 17-38, but yeah, it was good to get that before the end of the season, and then working in the off season, you know, just knowing that I'm there for him if he ever needs anybody to check it down to. I'm going to go out and make a play, do whatever I can to get open for him. And then just having him trust me that I'm going to run the right route and get open for him.
Yeah. And it's been obvious on the field. How much, obviously, I'm sure you don't really think about the record aspect of things until probably the season's over. But, you know, USF has had some significant receivers come through. How much would that mean to you to get that record?
I mean, it would mean a lot, you know, because that would just be a personal goal of mine, and just an accomplishment that I've always wanted, and just kind of like leave my legacy here. You know, I've been here for a long time, and finally being able to, you know, go out and help the team succeed is just great.
Yeah, no, it's been fun to watch. And you mentioned you've been at school a while. Do you already have your degree?
I do have my degree, yes, sir.
Yeah. So how tough is that? I know you've made the all academic team a couple years running. Obviously, to have your degree already, you're putting in the work in the classroom as well. How tough is that to balance being at a high end academic school and also putting in high end work on the football field?
I mean, it's definitely not easy, but a lot of student athletes just have that chip on their shoulder to go out and, you know, you have to do the extra work, especially just to play out on the field on Saturdays. So just kind of knowing that there's a life after football too is something that is motivating and makes you get your work done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. And last thing I got to ask you, cause I don't know if it bothers you, but looking at the stat sheet, you're 2 for 2 passing for 66 yards, but not a touchdown. That's
I don't have a touchdown.
You got a high yards per attempt going right now. You think you got a touchdown in these last 4 games, a touchdown pass coming?
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. I do have 2 2-point conversions though.
That's true. That's true. So you did pass for a score nonetheless.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, I really appreciate it. Keep up the great work. It's been so much fun watching USF revival this year under Coach Galesh, and keep on doing the great work, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you. All right, folks, that's it for this week's episode. The Bulls are 4-4. They go to play Memphis this weekend. Will be a tough test against a good conference foe. Make sure you're subscribed to FL Teams so you can get great content like this all the time. Throw me a bullhorn down there in the comments so Isaac knows that the USF fans need this coverage. All right, see you next week.